This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Russian forces are laying down a curtain of fire across areas of eastern Ukraine where pockets of resistance are denying Moscow full military control of the region. A regional official told the Associated Press on Tuesday that everything that can burn is on fire. Russia's war has caused alarm over food supplies from Ukraine to the rest of the world and gas supplies from Russia. It has also raised questions about security in Western Europe. The Russian military currently controls about 95% of the eastern Luhansk region, but Moscow has struggled for weeks to overrun it completely. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland made an unannounced visit to Ukraine Tuesday in a show of support for Kyiv's prosecution of Russian forces accused of war crimes and other atrocities. Garland met with Ukraine's Prosecutor General Irina Vindikova, who is spearheading the investigation of what Kyiv says are 16,000 reported war crimes since Russia invaded the country on February 24th. Russia has denied targeting civilians in Ukraine. Garland told reporters there is an international effort to identify and apprehend war criminals.
I'm here to continue our discussions between myself and the Prosecutor General about the actions that the United States is taking to assist the Ukrainian authorities in holding accountable those responsible for the atrocities, for the war crimes that the entire world has seen.
Garland said the United States and its partners will pursue every avenue available to make sure that those who are responsible for these atrocities are held accountable. In related news, the U.S. State Department is confirming the death of a U.S. citizen in Ukraine who is believed to be only the second American to have been killed in the conflict there. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration Tuesday announced that it would restrict the use of anti-personnel landmines by the U.S. military. Under the new policy, the U.S. will restrict the use of these explosives outside its efforts to help defend South Korea from a potential North Korean invasion. The announcement reverses a more permissive stance by former President Donald Trump, and it concludes a review that has lasted for more than a year. Anti-personnel landmines are buried underground or scattered on the surface and can pose a lethal threat to civilians long after combat has ended. That leaves the U.S. short of full compliance with the Ottawa Convention, a 1997 treaty intended to eliminate anti-personnel landmines. The announcement comes as Russia deployed such mines during its invasion of Ukraine. The chief of the Public Safety Department in the southeastern U.S. state of Texas says there were enough armed law enforcement officers to stop the gunman who killed 19 elementary students and two teachers at an elementary school in the town of Uvalde on May 24th. Colonel Steve McCraw denounced the actions of local police during testimony Tuesday before a state legislative committee.
There's compelling evidence that the law enforcement response to the attack at Robb Elementary was an abject failure and antithetical to everything we've learned over the last two decades since the Columbine massacre.
Delays in the law enforcement response have been the focus of federal, state, and local investigations of the massacre and its aftermath. Police armed with rifles stood and waited in a school hallway for nearly an hour while the gunmen carried out the massacre. Colonel McCraw outlined for the committee a series of missed opportunities, communication breakdowns, and other mistakes made by local police. He said there was no need for officers to wait for a key to the classroom where the gunman was located. Colonel McCraw told the committee that Pete Arredondo, the Uvalde School District Police Chief, decided to put the lives of officers ahead of the lives of children. Repeating our top story, Russian forces are laying down a curtain of fire across areas of eastern Ukraine where pockets of resistance are denying Moscow full military control of the region. A regional official told the Associated Press on Tuesday that everything that can burn is on fire. Russia's war has caused alarm over food supplies from Ukraine to the rest of the world and gas supplies from Russia. The Russian military currently controls about 95% of the eastern Luhansk region, but has struggled for weeks to overrun it completely. You can catch all these stories and more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.